When it comes to recycling, it's all about yield. You don't want to put 100 tonnes in and only get 30 tonnes out. At Closed Loop Recycling, they've been working hard to ensure the yield makes plastic recycling economical. However, according to CEO Chris Dow, there is still one thing that is holding back the recycling industry in the UK.
Probably the single biggest impact on this industry will be when we see a day where people start to understand that it is recycled material, it's not virgin resin, and we need to actually move into a stage where retailers and converters are not rejecting material on the basis of getting the odd recycling spec. You will have absolutely no effect on fit for purpose, safety, anything like that, but visually they might. One in a thousand people may notice. Now, we're saying that one of the things that as a society we're going to have to move towards, understanding that when we want to use these valuable resources, when we want to reduce the carbon footprint, when we want to have that positive impact on the environment, if the only thing that we have to pay for it is, you know, the fact that our tray might have a speck somewhere or that type of thing, then I'd say it's a pretty low cost. But we're not there yet. I had a customer of mine came in and said to me that he'd had a whole lot of material rejected from his customer. So he was making sheet and sending it off to a guy who turned it into thermoform trays for the retail industry. And he brought in some of the samples and he said, look, you'll find it laughable, but this was rejected. And I looked at it and, you know, the extent of the spec is ridiculous. I mean, once you put whatever has got to go into this tray, and this one I think it was small cakes, you absolutely would not see anything at all. But we've got to get that balance right so that people understand, this has had a big cost to the industry. It's had a big cost to our business directly. And I don't know if you saw the promotion, I think it was Waitrose, it was Ugly Fruit. Rather than just reject the whole lot of the fruit, which was perfectly good, but just wasn't formed and shaped in exactly the way in which the specifications say, they said, well, look, let's put it to the consumer. And guess what? It sold out like hotcakes. And that really is one of the things holding up the British recycling industry, you know, that we need that supply chain working together and understand the weaknesses of the supply chain. You know, we're going to collect commingled material. If we're going to collect commingled material, it means that consumers don't have to think too much about what they put in the bin. They just put in plastic bottles, paper, cardboard, metal cans, that type of thing. Makes it nice and easy. There's a price to pay for that. Harder to sort. Little bit of contamination. End product, slightly coloured, the odd recycling spec. No big deal. You have to understand where it came from. We work together, and that will drive the industry forward. So I think the ball's in the court of probably the retailers that got the most to contribute to this.
That's Chris Dow from Closed Loop Recycling. For more information, visit closedlooprecycling.co.uk.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.